Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got a completely different show for you today. I think you'll find it very interesting. It is election time for judges. And you say, well, I didn't know judges got elected. Well, you know what? Me neither, not so long ago. And it's a very different thing. It's an interesting thing. And we like to have people come on who are running for office or a position in our local area. So if you're in Washington or Seattle, or you're out in the Dakotas and you happen to get this show on your smartphone app, or you listen to this on the internet, well, this is a local thing, but you'll still find it interesting and it may apply to your area. So here's what we're going to do. I've invited a local attorney who is running for a circuit court judge position to come on the program, talk to us a little bit about her campaign, but also give us some good education. And her name is Sandy Upchurch, and she is in the studio with me. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is going to be so much fun.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I am really interested in this whole thing because it's to me, it's fascinating that the judges actually, it seems kind of strange that judges who are going to actually preside over people who need to come into the courtroom, they've got to get elected too.
Yes, they do. I'm living proof of that.
You're living proof of that. I think that's interesting. So, all right, so quick rundown on Sandy Upchurch. She currently works as a mediator.
That's correct.
Okay, in the firm?
Upchurch, Watson, White, and Max. It's all right. My father-in-law's firm. He founded it, I believe, in the late 1990s.
Very good. And so, and you're going to run for, and I'll make sure we got this right, you're running for circuit court judge, and it's the 7th Judicial Circuit?
That is correct.
Okay. That's a mouthful to get right. Okay. So let's start with your campaign, the website, sandyupchurchforcircuitjudge.com. sandyupchurchforcircuitjudge.com. Help our listeners, help people understand, first of all, what is the circuit? What is, and it, this judicial district, how does this organize? Give us some basics about this, because I think a lot of us just don't understand it.
Sometimes I think that there are a lot of us that don't understand it, and sometimes I'm not sure that I do. I've educated myself, that's for sure, during this process. But I can tell you 100% for sure that we start off with county judges and county courts. County courts hear matters that involve civil cases that are a value of less than $15,000. From there, and misdemeanor matters, criminal misdemeanor matters. From there, we move into circuit courts. They hear matters that involve $15,000 or more in controversy. They involve felony prosecutions. Circuit courts and circuit judges hear matters involving controversies with estates, which I'm sure you've been involved with. They involve matters with juveniles, dependency matters, tax issues, pretty much everything that county courts don't hear. Above the circuit courts is an appellate court level, district courts of appeal in the state of Florida. Above that, you can appeal a district court of appeal matter to the Supreme Court of Florida. And then, of course, there's all the federal court system that's a little bit different.
So the circuit court then is where the, you know, the stuff that's above the some of the basic level, it's the kind of the meatier, it's the bigger stuff, it's where the a lot of important stuff is really tried. And
well, felony matters for sure. Okay. And matters that are in excess of $15,000 is a matter in controversy. Yeah, I think so. And the circuit is interesting. The circuit is large. Our circuit encompasses four counties: Putnam, St. John's, Flagler, and Volusia. So it's a large area, and it's a very diverse area. So the judges that are serving, we have 27 of them that serve in our circuit.
In our circuit.
That's
okay.
Correct.
How many circuits are in Florida?
There are 20 circuits in Florida,
okay.
I believe.
Okay,
yes.
So we have one of the bigger ones? Or medium size?
Well, size-wise, we might have one of the larger ones, but population-wise, we do not. You know, no, there's Miami-Dade and Broward. And right. So
we have, that's a lot of judges, 27?
That is a lot, but that's not a lot compared to if you went down to South Florida. That would be a small number.
So you're running to be one of those judges. Now, are all 20, here's some basic questions. That
sure.
Are all 27 have to be elected? How often? How does that work?
Well, a term is 6 years.
Okay.
And then the term expires for a variety of reasons. The term can expire because a judge retires. The term can expire simply because the 6 years has passed. So those are the two primary ways that the term ends. And then depending on how the term ends, dictates how that the next judge that will occupy that group, if you will, or seat. That's how that's determined. If there's a early retirement, then there's a gubernatorial appointment.
Okay.
And then we have a judicial nominating commission that vets the applicants. We're actually going through that process right now in our circuit with a couple of seats, or at least one seat. And then everyone who is not appointed by the governor is then goes through the campaign and the election process.
Okay, which is what you're doing.
Which is what I'm doing,
that's
yes.
That's very interesting. If you're just joining us, Sandy Upchurch is with us. She is an attorney. She works as a mediator, and she is running for circuit court judge, and her website is sandyupchurchforcircuitjudge.com. We're going to grab a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply, or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Sandy Upchurch is in the house with me today. She's running for circuit judge in our area for the 7th Judicial Circuit. I always feel very proud to be able to pronounce that correctly. That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, and it's Group 24. There are several different seats that are up for election
right now.
You beat
me to that question.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good. So there are 27 seats or positions.
Groups, I think they're called. Yes.
So each one of them is called a group, and so you're running for one of those groups. Now, first question, do you have any opposition?
I do not as of yet.
Okay. And so if you have no opposition, then you...
I think that I become a judge there's no opposition,
okay.
But I am not resting on my laurels,
no, of
that's
course
for
not.
Sure.
Well, and it's good to get the message out. And of course, I love the fact you're able to share with us. We're not just talking about your campaign, which we will, but also sharing some information. Now, I did want to ask you one more question. So we have the 27. There's a chief judge, of course, as well.
Yes, there is. Our chief judge is Judge Terrence Perkins.
Okay, and what is his job?
He is sort of the administrator of all of the judges. He makes assignments. Most of the judges that are going to be elected or that are appointed are not necessarily appointed to a specific type of seat on the bench.
I got
it. It might not be a family seat. It might be a criminal seat. He makes those assignments, and he actually disperses throughout the different circuits where there's judges needed.
Okay, so he makes those calls, and can you go to him if you need help with something? Is it something that he can act as a resource?
Sure. He would definitely serve in a mentor role.
Excellent.
For sure. And he serves great in that capacity.
Excellent. And the last question, which I know people are curious about, judges are paid.
That is correct.
This is not voluntary work.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So this is something then that you, now can you do this and also do your work in mediation for your firm, or do you need to take kind of a break from that?
No, David, when you're a judge, you're a judge.
Full time.
There would be conflicts of interest that would prohibit you from doing both of those things
for sure. Excellent. That's very good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's a good summary of how this works. I've always been curious about some of this. Okay. So let's talk about Sandy. Let's talk about you.
Oh, great.
The best question I think I can ask you is, why do you want to be a judge?
You know, I've thought a lot about that, and I've got two answers, really. The first one being, I'm a woman, and was raised in a world where there weren't really all that many yet in the legal community. We were about a 60-40 split in law school when I was in law school.
Wow.
I had mentors in my life, aunts and relatives that were lawyers, but when they were lawyers when they were maybe 5% or 1% in law school. So one of the answers to that question for me is no one ever told me I couldn't be a judge or couldn't try and achieve the next rung in the ladder of accomplishments for a lawyer.
This is a major accomplishment. I mean, it's, the numbers are obvious. There are lots of attorneys.
Yes.
Okay, and only a handful of judges, really, by comparison.
That is correct.
So it is an honor.
I would certainly be honored, and I know all the judges that I know feel that way. But I think the easy answer for me is no one ever told me that that was a goal that was not attainable for me. The other thing that I found through my mediation career is people come to mediation. Mediation is where you're really trying to help people resolve their dispute before they go to court. And you try and help them negotiate and listen better to each other. They come to mediation because they are in crisis. Either it's their family is in crisis, or their businesses, or they personally are. And I have really loved helping people in those moments of crisis. And I think that that's going to serve me well on the bench. I feel the empathy, but I also know that there's a lot of strength that's needed there in that role. And you can have some strength positions when you are a mediator, but certainly when you are a judge, you have the ultimate authority to make those decisions.
That was going to be my question: is how does, because you've been a mediator, you've done a lot of legal work and done other things. Your background, you've represented cities.
Yes.
I mean, and you've also done, of course, worked in personal injury, but going a little further back. And so you've practiced as an attorney, you practice as representing cities and also as a mediator. And not all attorneys who either in their career or who want to be a judge have that full range of experience. And so my question is going to be is, you know, how those skills translate. You know, how do you take some of that and then you take that and then be a very, you know, fair and effective judge?
Well, first of all, I think that having broad-based experience like I have is really important. I have had my hands in a lot of different types of cases, and I think that that is something that is unique, and I think it's special. And as far as how that's going to hold out for me if and when I'm elected, I think that it's going to be good to have touched a lot of things. I was hired at my last job with the city of Ormond Beach by attorney Randy Hayes, and he said he hired me because I said the magic words were, I knew a little bit about a lot, and he needed a jack of all trades. And I think that's, for the most part, what judges really need to be. So I've definitely been the jack of all trades, really, for my entire 20-year career, starting with I've done civil rights work, I've done land use work, I've done employment work, I've done personal injury work, I've monitored consent decrees, I have worked with some workers' compensation matters, I've mediated all different sorts of contract disputes. It's really been a wonderful career so far, and I've been so blessed and so lucky, and this opportunity to run for judge is just one more thing that I just feel that fate has kind of set in my path, and I feel sort of compelled to try and achieve it.
Good for you, Sandy. I think it's great. I think it's exciting, and I think it's a great way to serve your community. And I know that's easy to say, but to take on the responsibilities of judge, I admire you for that. That's a significant and challenging undertaking. Sandy Upchurch is my guest. She is running for circuit judge. Sandy Upchurch for CircuitJudge.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. We're getting two for the price of one with Sandy Upchurch today. She's sharing with us her campaign running for circuit judge in our local community market here. What was the group number?
Group number 24, Circuit 7.
Circuit 7.
Right.
Write that down. Sandy Upchurch for CircuitJudge.com. And the second thing she's doing, she's educating us a little bit about the system and how it works, which is very interesting. And just a little bit of background. she slipped us in before the break, 20 years as an attorney.
Yes, I feel like it was just yesterday. I'm on the Board of Governors for the Florida Bar, and I am invited quite frequently to go attend the swearing-in ceremonies and say a word on behalf of the bar president. And when I go and do that, every time the judges of the 5th DCA laugh at me because I tear up. And I always say, gosh, it feels like just yesterday I was sitting in your seat.
20 years later.
Absolutely.
Now, do they look like kids?
They do, which makes me feel that I'm crying because I feel old.
that's what it feels like. Well, so yeah, and 20 years, that's a great run. Sandy got her law degree from Stetson University.
I did, and I got my undergraduate degree from Boston College. I only bring that up because I just got a notification on Facebook today that we were ranked the number 4 business school in the country, Boston College Carroll School of Management. So I'm very proud of that.
Well, and Stetson is not too shabby of a place to get a law degree either.
I'm not going to say I loved the law school experience, but I certainly had some phenomenal teachers, and definitely they put me on the right path.
It's very good to know that people have got the goods to do the job, and it sounds like you do.
Well, I sure hope I do. I feel like I do. I feel like I'm ready for this challenge, and that's been a big part of my life is I love challenges. I love sinking my teeth into something new. When I left the city of Ormond Beach and joined the mediation firm, I just tackled it with such enthusiasm because I just love new challenges. It's a big part of my life.
And you've done that since 2009?
I started with them, I'm trying to think back. My son is 6 and he was 1, so it's been 5 years.
Okay.
5 years of mediator.
Mediating the kids, mediating the adults that sometimes act like kids. And
I tell you, I use some metaphors and some stories about my child rearing in mediation about, you know, everyone looks at a situation differently. Yeah. And I tell some soccer stories. And
do you have to put them in timeout sometimes?
I have not said timeout, but I've said we don't have any tattletales here. Yeah. And I tell them to use their listening ears at mediation, and everyone gets a chuckle out of that.
Well, so. And you know, it's pretty cool, Sandy, that when you become a judge, and I'm sure you know you would love for there not to be somebody to oppose you, and that would, you know, there you are the judge, and if you have somebody come on that emerges who wants to run against you, and of course you want to win, you get the opportunity to be a judge. You know, I would imagine you're going to have a real interesting perspective, a very powerful perspective, bringing that, having sat through and helped to resolve these situations in mediation, but also I'm sure you recognize why they didn't settle or why they couldn't resolve their differences, which should prepare you very well when people do come to you who were not able to get it done in mediation.
Yes, there were definitely mediations that I was not able to help the parties resolve. And it will be very fascinating for me to be on the other end of that and to see that at work. I've also been on the litigation end of that, where I have not been able to get my client to agree to settle or not been able to get opposing counsel to settle. So this is going to be a completely new perspective for me. My father-in-law is trying to give me some hints here and there about how this is going to work and how it's going to feel if I am elected. And he was a judge. He was, I believe, the youngest elected judge in the state of Florida at the time. He was 32. It was here in town. And he's, telling me how it's going to feel if I am elected. And it's been great advice. And he's been telling me about, you know, how to campaign and what that's going to feel like. And it's been great to have his support. Unbelievable.
Well, he certainly has shared some good ideas with you because you're doing a great job. And the Upchurch family is, of course, well known and well regarded in our community for their, of course, contributions to the community. So in their part of the legal practice and the legal community. And the question, is there anybody that's at Upchurch that's not an attorney?
Yes, there are, and God bless them.
Are they allowed to come to Thanksgiving?
They are welcome, and they are the soothing balm on many a heated family conversation. My family, I was raised in Clearwater, and my family over there are full of lawyers as well. So,
boy, got it from both sides.
And my husband's a lawyer, and I swear my six-year-old is going to be. It's just, he is very persuasive. That is for sure.
Well, you need to be that to be an attorney for sure. Sandy Upchurch is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, Sandy Upchurch is my guest. She is an attorney. She's a mediator, and she is running for circuit judge in our area, sandyupchurchforcircuitjudge.com. And you mentioned something before the break, Sandy. I want to come back to it because I think a lot of people are not as familiar. And as you know, I had an opportunity to serve for a little while on the grievance board for attorneys. And you had invited me to participate in that. And that is out of your involvement with the Board of Governors. So tell our listeners a little bit about that, because I think a lot of people are completely unfamiliar with what the Board of Governors does, how all that works. And again, that's been a great opportunity for you to get exposure to a lot of things that, you know, a quote-unquote typical attorney might not have opportunity to see or experience.
Well, that was certainly one of the challenges that I was discussing. It was something that I really wanted to do pretty much my entire career, having a father and uncles as lawyers. Getting involved with the Florida Bar was very important to me. And when I went to work with Upchurch, Watson, White, and Max, they were very encouraging for me to find a leadership role in the Florida Bar. And that was just one of the challenges that I took on and ran an election or a campaign and was elected by the lawyers of our circuit to that role, which was such an honor and something that I'm still very proud of to this day. I do serve on the Board of Governors, and I have for the last 5 years. I think the election was 5 years ago, so it's been 4 years. And I've just loved the work that I've been doing. The Board of Governors for the Florida Bar is really the governing body, sort of like the Board of Regents for the educational system.
Okay.
And they serve pretty much the same role. And this year, the president of the Florida Bar is our first Florida Bar African-American president. He is a very good friend of mine named Eugene Pettis. He asked me to serve as the annual convention chair. So we are putting together, as we speak, for the month of June, the annual convention for the Florida Bar, which consists of 100,000 lawyers.
Wow.
We have some amazing offerings. I'm so proud. We really ramped up the CLE this year, which are the continuing legal education credits that lawyers need. We are offering tech tips for trial practice. We are offering iPad tips. We are offering an entire session on how to start a law firm. The economy is poor, as you have experienced, and counseling your clients. And some graduates that are coming right out of law school are just opening up their own law firms, which
right.
was not something that was happening so much when I was graduating. But they're doing it, and they're doing it well. We want to help them. So we're doing also an entire CLE series on how to close your practice when you're ready to retire. There are ethical issues and logistical issues that need to be addressed. We're also, this is one of my proudest things, is we're offering a Leaning Into the Legal Profession seminar. We have two or three past presidents of the Florida Bar, Mayan Downs and Kelly Johnson Overstreet, as two of them. We have Senator Maria Sachs coming to speak, several prominent judges and other speakers that are going to come in and tell us about women in the legal profession and how we can further our interests. There are very few women leading law firms in the country. There are very few women leading corporate America. And so that's not something that's unique to law firms. And we are trying to research through Sheryl Sandberg's organization, leanin.org, how to help women get over some of those obstacles. They're not necessarily societal. Some of them are internal to us and intuitive to us, and we're kind of stepping in our own way in some respects. So one of the things I wanted to mention to you is that on April 24th, we are going to, at my law firm, host a webinar, a lean-in webinar for
Very
professional
good.
Women and for women in the legal profession to talk about these issues. We're going to show Sheryl Sandberg's lean-in video, which prompted the entire movement. It's a TED Talk. I believe it was a commencement speech at a college up in the northern part of the country. And we are going to just talk about how women can get out of their own way. If they want to get into a career, what's the best way to do it? What are some of the challenges? How to look at changes in your career as not necessarily a ladder, but more of a jungle gym. It's okay to move sideways. It's okay to move backwards. You've got lessons to learn everywhere in the jungle gym, and then try and move your way up. And sometimes salary cuts are necessary to learn what you need to learn to do better. Sometimes women will think of their family lives ahead of their own professional lives, and there's ways to get around that too. So I hope that we can share some of that at our webinar and at the annual convention for the Florida Bar.
That's very good, Sandy. It's a good way to get people exposed and to tap into resources that are available. And that's a wonderful thing for us to kind of close up the discussion with today. And your candidacy in running for the circuit judge position is family support. You've got a great family behind you, and I know your husband's very supportive, and so you can't do it on your own.
I am so blessed. I wish that I could claim the Upchurch name as my own, but I am certainly blessed to certainly have my husband, my two boys, and then my in-laws and my family over in Clearwater. I am a lucky girl, and a win, lose, or draw, I'm lucky in that respect, that's for sure.
Well, Sandy, I think we will be the lucky ones if you are elected. And Sandy Upchurch for CircuitJudge.com is a website. Sandy, thanks for coming on, sharing with us your campaign, and giving us some good education. We need that.
Thank you. I've so enjoyed this morning, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.